www.thebeerbusiness.com.
Welcome back to In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brady Bowman with you. And now we're going to talk a little bit of theater, some K-State theater, here with Director of K-State Theater, Jennifer Vlinga, and co-writers Alex Joachim and Jonah Erickson. They are the co-writers of An American in Beirut. And welcome, everybody.
Thanks, Hi. Brady.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, I guess whoever wants to start, I guess just give us what American in Beirut's about. I guess the writers would be the best people to answer that question.
Yeah, so in short, it's about this Lebanese-American guy named Jack who travels to Lebanon for a two-week vacation, and his cousins, unbeknownst to him, set him up with this also Lebanese-American woman named Anna, and it kind of dismantles into this romantic comedy, also about these two characters finding the Lebanese part of that Lebanese Americanness within them.
And this will be at the Purple Mosque Theater on February 23rd and the 24th. So I guess that's this weekend, right? Friday and Saturday.
Yeah, mm-hmm. That's right.
That's 7:30 p.m. I'm sure tickets are still available, and just go over to ksu.edu/mtd/tickets if you want to get a ticket for that. And Jennifer, your thoughts on this production as the director of what can we expect?
Yeah. Well, first, let me just give you the easier website that you can definitely get to tickets there. But if you probably easier to remember, ksu.universitytickets.com.
Will be that's really a lot easy. Better.
Yep. And 785-236-8638. Those tickets are selling pretty quickly. I'd love Alex to talk about it a little bit because it's his story and he's the composer. These guys have been great collaborators. But I'll just say that it's a little different than what we usually do. We usually produce a full production. So that means you get costumes and lights and sound and a full set. And we have faculty that do all of that and some students in the Purple Mask for our second stage occasionally. But we decided we wanted, because students were realizing how important the process is, and also our audience members were starting to ask, how's the sausage made? So this is really kind of a prototype. So if you think about one of my favorite events at K-State is the open house. You go over to engineering, and they have all these prototypes that they're working on and that aren't finished, but they're showing you what's possible. I like to think of this as a stage reading. So I like to think of it as a prototype for what it could be when it's in production. So you won't see any costumes. You'll see some lighting, and we've got a full band. But we've patterned it after the Union 29-hour reading. So we've had exactly 29 hours to rehearse, and that includes the performance times. So it's really fast, but it's designed to teach our students what the process is like in the profession. And so it's just a prototype of what it could be. And it's really exciting to see these students work on something that's so well done and such a great collaboration. So I don't know, Alex, if you want to talk a little bit about your story and the music.
Yeah, totally. So what we kind of did was I came to Jonah and we started meeting regularly to talk about the story and start developing it. And I kind of gave him a lot of vignettes from my life, different random lunches in Lebanon that lasted long amounts of time, like 3 hours, and random stories about my family, who I'm very thankful for, to really just giving me this culture and all these stories. And then we started developing it, coming up with songs, coming up with just crazy, crazy plot twists and such. And we really started becoming specific and developing this into a story about identity and about all of the above. And my goal with the music was to kind of highlight all of these dynamic shifts in story and in focus with all sorts of blendings of genres. So the first piece starts out very, very like mystical and Middle Eastern, and then immediately it jumps into this like rock groove, and then it ends with like a two-feel swing. So right in that first tune, you have three totally different genres blended, and that kind of continues throughout the whole piece. So my hope was to really color the story with fun and dynamic music.
Has this been something you've been wanting to do for a long time? Has kind of been something kind of in the works for a long time, or is this kind of a recent inspiration?
Yeah, it it has been kind of in the back of my head for a really long time since I got here to do something theatrical, something dramatic. And it took the generic conversation on a bench with a friend to really start pushing it forward. And then once I got with Jonah to start really hashing things out, we filled out a proposal with the theater department last February, so about a full year ago, and they were kind enough to encourage us to put it on. And so then it started really, really developing. So it's been about 2 years of work, 1 year of more intensive work.
And Jonah, I guess when Alex brought this to your attention and looking at some of the ideas, what was just kind of your first thoughts?
Well, I mean, I have always been interested in being a writer, and I've done some playwriting, and but I don't have the musical experience that Alex provides. So when he kind of came to me with this, I was like, this is an opportunity I can't give up. And then he kind of started telling me these ideas and these stories. And obviously, I mean, you know, born and raised in Kansas, like my Lebanese experience was pretty minimal upon meeting Alex and kind of going through these stories. So there's a point that took a lot of research and work to get into the story and find those places where I could make those moments happen. But as I did research and talked to Alex and talked to Alex's family and kind of learned about these experiences of Lebanon and Beirut, I really started appreciating the story that Alex was trying to tell, and then we started telling it together. And that was a really nice moment for the two of us as we started working together as a collaborator.
And Alex, maybe just kind of give us your journey, like as far as what brought you to K-State and into Manhattan.
Totally. I was born and raised actually in Wichita, Kansas, and my parents are from Lebanon, and they came during the Lebanese Civil War. And so we became Kansas people, and I looked around at a lot of different universities and such, but K-State just really stood out as having a lot of opportunities for you to do things like this staged reading. I don't know many other programs that would have been gracious enough to give us this. So that just kind of stood out when I was looking at different universities with their opportunities for composers and for writers of all sorts.
And Jennifer, just your thoughts on this production and the content, and really it's just a lot, it seems like it's a production full of a lot of different perspectives.
Yeah, it is. I'll give you a little context. About 6 or 7 years ago, we felt like our students were graduating and saying, wow, I get a really great education. I get to work in McCain when we use the McCain stage. I get to work in Nichols Hall and Chapman Theater. I get to work in the Purple Mask. I get all these experiences, but now I don't know how to get a job. And then parents come to us with prospective students saying, yeah, I mean, I'm from some small town in Kansas, and the kid has been in a show in a cafetorium, and we have no idea what theater is, and there's no way they'll make a living. And most of our faculty, actually all of our faculty, work professionally too, and we know that you can make a living in the entertainment business, and theater is one small part of that. So we changed our curriculum and we changed our focus on things and decided we really wanted students to replicate the profession. So Alex mentioned that they had to write a proposal, like a grant proposal, to pitch having their show produced. And we look at several of those and we pick the ones that are the most worthy. And so that process is really exciting for me as an educator to see. We've got a major in music composition in Alex and a double major in English Lit and theater in Jonah. And they really were working well together and collaborating. And we said we really want to show them what the process is. So it's been a challenge, though, because as I said, 29 hours, that actors are amazing. But they're, when you do a 29-hour reading, that's usually 2-3 days of full days. Your focus is completely on the show. But these are the cast of 8 and then a full band. And they go to school all day. And then they come to rehearsal all night. And then they have to learn their music and they have to study. And it's pretty exciting to see it all happen. This is the first time we've done a stage reading as part of our season. We've done them sort of internally before, but we've never done them for audiences, for paid audiences. So we hope that our audiences will see it as a vital part of our educational process.
All right. Well, it sounds really interesting, and thanks so much for coming in and sharing with us again. American in Beirut, we at the Purple Mask Theater this Friday and Saturday at 7:30 p.m. More In Focus coming up. We'll talk with Manhattan Public Library right here on News Radio KMAN.
When catastrophe hits and your home or office is damaged, get 20